From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. If farming is in your blood, the University of Florida's Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences is inviting you to join them in Quincy, May 3rd and 4th for the Emerging Farmers Symposium. MorningAgClips.com reports the symposium will provide a great opportunity for networking and sharing of practical farming knowledge. The registration fee is $15 and includes refreshments, lunch, educational materials, and transportation to and from farm tour sites. The USDA announced the availability of $20 million to deliver broadband technical assistance resources for rural communities and to support the development and expansion of broadband co-ops. The new broadband technical assistance program supports technical assistance projects such as feasibility studies, completing network designs, and developing broadband financial assistance applications. USDA is partnering with small towns, local utilities, cooperatives, and private companies to increase broadband access. Increased attention is getting devoted to the West Coast port contract negotiations between the Pacific Maritime Association and the International Longshore and Warehouse Union. The concern is the recent and continued slowdowns and temporary work stoppages at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. These negotiations do not apply to the bulk of exports of soybeans and grains from the Pacific Northwest ports. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.